He was very much part of the scenery in the Adelphi. I mean, everybody, they'd come in and the first thing they'd look for was the dog, and they would sort of pet him, and he loved that. And, he was everybody's mate. There was a band sound checking on the stage. He'd go up and help them out, you know. And somebody was trying to get their levels of feedback level, you know, correct through their marshals. He'd probably fall asleep in front of it and sleep inside the kick drum and whatever. and he'd hang around the club. He was just one of the regulars, really. And if he got bored, he'd just sort of go out and he'd sort of just bash on somebody's door and invite himself in. He was a very social creature. Yeah, and we'd often get people ringing up from all around town. Hey, we've got your dog. What shall we do with it? Oh, come and pick him up. And you go and sort of travel halfway across town and find this address, you know, and they sort of answer the door and there's my dog sort of sprawled out on their settee sort of thing, you know. He regularly left the Adelphi to go to Spiders with his mates. About four or five times I had Spiders on the phone saying, oh, I've got your dog here, we'll just put him back in a cab.